Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon. We've got the Justice family up. They're going to be singing at this time, Born Again. Justice family singing, I've been born again. We appreciate that good song. We're looking at the subject. This is going to be part two of the message that we began yesterday on Would Jesus Come to My House? And we're looking at Luke chapter number 8, verse number 40 through 56. We've looked first of all at how that Jesus will not come to a house where he's not wanted. And then we looked at Jesus loves to come to a house where he is master. Today we're going to look at the third thought. Jesus will come to your house, but it'll be on his time frame. Let me give you this third thought right here. Notice this. Jesus will come to your house, but it's not going to be on your time frame. How many of us have had an urgent need and you say, God, right now? But God said, wait a minute. I will, but not right now. Can I tell you, I found this same thing over, you remember Mary and Martha and Lazarus, you know, and I mean, he felt sick, and then next thing you know, man, they sent a little old boy out and get Jesus, and he's a long ways off, you know, and the Lord's just tearing, Brother Sam, he's just tearing along, just taking his time, and you know, why? Because, listen, God does things in his time frame, not ours. So, man, here comes Jairus, man. He's sliding in like he's sliding into home base. He's falling down before the Lord. He's, I need you right now. My daughters are dying. And he's got this urgency about him. He gets up. He's got the Lord by the hand, I believe. And they're walking that way. But all of a sudden, things change. I want you to notice what happens right here. There is an interruption between the master and Jairus' house. You say, what's this interruption you're talking about, preacher? Look at verse number 43. Actually, if you back up verse 42, it says, the last section says, but as he went, the people thronged him. You ever felt like there's always somebody else trying to get to Jesus before you? Amen. I'm glad that our God's big enough to handle all of our problems all at the same time. Amen. That my God don't sit on no shelf and don't speak to us individually, don't deal with us. I'm glad he can take care of all of our problems. He can take care of my problem. He can take care of your problem. Amen. He can take care of my need. He can take care of your needs tonight. He's down there tonight. Listen, he's down there gathered at Fletcher First Baptist Church while being up here. Amen. I'm glad. Amen. We can all get around him, thank God. Look at verse 43. And the woman having an issue of blood 12 years. That's interesting, isn't it? 12 years. I mean, she's had this thing as long as this little girl's been alive. I mean, you could say that it's been a long time. I mean, that's 12 years. She done been out there to the physician. She'd been to the doctor's office. Some of y'all been to the doctor's office today. Amen. She'd been done spent everything she's got to try to get an answer, and nothing's better. She done spent all she had. She is broke. You talking about getting to the bottom of the barrel, friend. You talking about getting in a depression network, amen. Getting down there to the pouty pats. Just slap wore out. She is there. You talk about depressed. This lady was depressed. This lady was at the end of her road. She didn't know, Brother Ken, I believe that she didn't know what else to do. This was her last chance. Yet Jesus was on a mission. He was going to Jairus' house. But while it was not on Jairus' plans, while it might not have been exactly on the disciples' plans, thank God, I'm glad that she reached out there in the middle of it all, amen, and got a hold of the hem of his garment. She didn't even touch him by his hand. She just grabbed a hold of his garment. And guess what the Bible said? She was healed immediately. Made whole. I got to think about that thing. You know, I believe old Jairus stopped. All of a sudden, this things are going on, and Jesus has said somebody's touched me. I believe Jairus just stopped for a minute and said, that's that woman. That's that woman. That's that woman's been coming down here to the synagogue. That woman that been, we've just been turning away. That woman, I have no scripture for this whatsoever, amen. This is young blood theology. All right. Don't blame the church. Don't blame the book. Don't blame the Bible. Don't even blame Jesus, amen. It's just my own thoughts. 12 years. I don't know this. Shay, I don't know. Maybe, while Jairus and his wife was down there at the dedication of one only baby daughter, woman with the issue of blood found out she got a problem. I don't know. Maybe, Brother Kevin, grand possibility that Jairus has seen this woman quite a bit. I'm pretty sure in a small town, you know, Brother Brown, we pretty much know a lot of people that's here and it's not here tonight. She might have showed up at church. And somebody said, we can't let you come in here. You got this issue. You can't, we ain't gonna allow you in our church. You don't look like us. And you don't, hello. Hey, come on now, come on. Hey, you ain't welcome in our church. Maybe Jairus, one of them leaders, one of them rulers, said, look, we can't help you no more. We've done all we can. You're going to have to go on off of steps. And just Jesus taught him a valuable lesson. Amen. That while he was in need down there, there's also this lady in need. And let me tell you this. Jesus will never come to a house where he's not wanted, amen. Right. Guess what, amen, here's this lady. While Jairus is needing him at his house, can I tell you, there's a lady that also needed him, the Lord Jesus Christ, at her house, amen. Yeah. This is what she done. She got down there in the middle of that crowd that had said, no, get away, we don't want nothing to do with you. And she got down there and touched the hem of his garment, amen. And the Bible says she is made whole, amen. Jairus, baby, standing there and said, wow, hallelujah. But come on, we got to get to my house. Things seem to go in this portion of the scripture We go from jubilation to shouting out, amen, running the aisles. This woman just got touched. This woman just got here, to all of a sudden, bad news. You say, what do you say? Look at the text real quickly tonight. We're down in verse number. Look down there in verse number 48. He said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort, for thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. Look at verse 49. While he yet spake, I mean, just went from good news to bad news. While he yet spake, there cometh one of the from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, thy daughter's dead. Trouble not the master. Jesus will never come to your house and leave you in bad news. I got thinking about this. I sit there, man, reading this section of scripture. I was drinking my coffee and I thought, boy, I mean, that thing just went from good to bad, all just like that. And I can't imagine being in their shoes in the middle of the text. Jay Ayers is standing there, and I'm just thinking in the natural sense. Okay, I'm just thinking in the natural sense. I can imagine Jay Ayers immediately within his spirit. He said, well, ain't no need to go to the house now. Hey, what's the point? She's already dead. Maybe Jay Ayers dropped his head. Brother Russ, maybe he dropped his head and said, well, Lord, it's over. Look at verse number 50. And when Jesus heard it, don't you like that? He already knew it before they even said it in here. And he answered him saying, fear not. Look at these two words. Believe only, and she shall be made whole. And when he came into the house, he said, no man to go in. I want to show this next thing right here. Look here. Jesus will never leave you in bad news. He's never left me in bad news. I'm going to tell you, there have been some times where I've had to stay in that bad news more than a day, maybe more than a week, maybe even more than a month, could have been even a year. But can I tell you this? Jesus ain't never left me tonight in bad news. Hallelujah. He's always showed up right on time. Listen, it might not have been in my time. It might not have been when I wanted him to come. But can I tell you this? Jesus always showed up, and he always showed up on the right time. His time's not my time. His time's not your time. Amen. But I tell you this tonight, Jesus will not leave you in bad news if he comes to your house. And then let me give this. Fourthly, Jesus will never work at your house until he has your undivided attention. Notice what the text says here. The Bible says it in verse number 51, and when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in, save Peter and James and John and the father and the mother of the maiden. Notice all of those people that are mentioned right there want Jesus to be there. And they're all people who believe that Jesus can do what he says he's going to do. Amen. But look at verse 52. And all wept and bewailed her. But he said, weep not, she is not dead, but she sleepeth. Look at verse 53. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. Sister, I know you're in the medical field. And I'm pretty sure she was probably examined by somebody that had some skills. They might have just took and just checked the pulse. They might have been shook a little bit, make sure she's alive. They might have been felt the warmth, checked the temperature, done everything you're supposed to do. She dead. She gone. And when Jesus said she sleepeth, the Bible said this, they left him to scorn. We don't know everything. When we feel that body, and when we check that temperature and we look at the whole situation, sometimes our evaluation don't match up to his evaluation.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.